Brooklyn's Radio Surrey News Review for Friday the 9th of February. A look at the week's local news in Surrey. I'm Graham Laycock, and at the Surrey Advertiser News Desk is journalist Alex Brock to discuss this week's local news stories. First look at some of Surrey's headlines this week. A Guildford school's moving tribute to a teenager killed in an amateur hammer crash. Woking's chief executive Ray Morgan is slammed by the Liberal Democrats. And there's a petition called to save the Wadebridge Registry Office. All these stories and more as I'm joined by Alex now. Hello, Alex.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, and you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Well, shall we start with this story of this Guildford school's moving tribute?
Yeah, so this is our main story for the Guildford edition this week. St. Peter's Catholic School has paid tribute to a happy and joyful pupil, Rose Spence, who died in a car crash in a bingo hammer on Monday evening. Miss Spence, who was 18, had been in a final year at St. Peter's, and she was studying business, media and health and social care. So obviously the school is going through quite a tragic time at the moment. Toby Miller, head teacher at Merrow School, said, "This tragedy has had an impact on the sick form and the wider school. Our thoughts, prayers and love go out to Rose's family and close friends at this time. Students and staff have been supported by our sick form team and other professionals." In a statement, the school said Miss Spence had developed a passion for media while at the school and was accepted and offered to study communications at Oxford Brookes University. She died in a crash that took place on Monday evening. She was involved in a collision between a Peugeot and a Skoda. That was in near the junction with Rakes Lane. Surrey Police have appealed for anyone with information, any witnesses, or anyone with dashcam footage who saw the collision to come forward and get in contact with them on 101 or to call Crime Stoppers.
Yes, on the normal non-emergency number. It's a tragic incident, isn't it?
Yes, definitely.
Right, thank you for that. Now, in Godalming, there's old shoes, opera and garden waste. Now, what's Waverley doing about that?
Right, yeah. So this is a story that Waverley Borough Council could tackle a £2.3 million budget shortfall over 3 years with some innovative recommendations that are quite unusual. So they need to... They have... £510,000 of savings needed in 2018 to 2019. Numerous proposals have been put forward to help balance the books. These include plans such as raising cash by recycling shoes, live streaming opera, and increasing fees to collect garden waste. So what we've done in this week's Goldeming edition is basically break down how the council intends to make up this massive shortfall in terms of their budget. And we've broken down some of their plans, like the shoe recycling, the planning to screen opera at the cinema screenings, which could raise a further £5,000. They're planning to scrap a free car park, just stuff like that, really. Perhaps the most important one is a council tax rise. There's a 2.99% increase in Waverley's council tax precept, which is forecast to raise an extra £280,000. Councillor Jed Hall, the portfolio holder for finance at Waverley Borough Council, said, "We understand that any rise in council tax will not be popular, but it is what we have to do to make sure we have enough money to run essential services." This is a story that's also similar to Surrey County Council's current financial status. That they've got quite a big shortfall and they're just quite desperately looking for any ways to make up that money.
Yeah, I noticed that made the national press this week, didn't it? Front page as well. Digging into their reserves in a big way. I think all councils are getting into a bit of a distressed state now, aren't they, in terms of that. There are one or two, though, I think, like Elbridge, who are planning to not rely on government funding at all very shortly, I think, in the next year or so, I'm to understand. And over in Spelthorne, I think they've been investing quite heavily in property, in buildings and things and so on, to get long-term income in. And anyway, at least Waverley's using a bit of imagination there, if we're talking about old shoes and opera. Let's hope that helps a bit. Well, let's go over to Runnymede and Spelthorne now, and tributes paid following the death of a well-loved Staines prep teacher.
Yeah, so this is another quite sad story that's on the front page of the Runnymede Spellfond edition this week. Basically, heartfelt tributes have been paid to a much-loved teacher who died last week. Claire Eastow, 50, taught at Staines Prep School, and she died on Wednesday, January the 31st. A statement from the school said she died surrounded by close family members. Headmistress Samantha Sawyer said Claire has been an important and well-loved member of the school community for many years, and we are deeply shocked and upset with the news of her death. The school has put in place support mechanisms and professional counselling to help all staff and pupils through this difficult time. Several people have also paid tribute on social media and on Facebook. One said, even when she's gone, her kindness lives on. Rest in peace, you're in a better place now. So yeah, it's just quite another sad story, and people have been paying tributes from the school and on social media. She taught French and Spanish and began teaching at school in September 2006. So she was quite quite a figure in the school community there, and it's going to be a big loss felt by the school, I imagine.
Indeed. Now, going to Woking, and their chief executive, Ray Morgan, has been slammed by the Liberal Democrats for acting as a spin doctor.
Yeah, so this is the news that the chief executive of Woking Borough Council has been accused of being a spin doctor for the Tories by the Lib Dems by offering to provide a positive spin for the council's actions for using conservative election material in the upcoming local elections. So in an email to Conservative Council leader David Bittleston, Chief Executive Ray Morgan offered to provide an explanation of the council spending on development for use politically in election material at the upcoming elections in May 2018. Senior council officers, like Mr. Morgan, are required to be politically neutral, a requirement Mr. Morgan's offer could have breached. Mr. Morgan has said in his defence that as to providing the leader of the council with information for his budget statement or for his election material, it is my job. I also provide information to other members of the council from all political parties and independents. It is important that public debates is properly informed with factual information. However, Lib Dem leader Anne-Marie Barker has said Mr. Morgan has crossed the line in acting as a spin doctor for the Conservative Party. She said, Mr. Morgan has every right to supply information and facts to the Conservative Party. He is happy to provide this to opposition parties. However, in this case, a line has been crossed. The public expects officials to rise above party politics. We don't need the chief executive acting as a spin doctor for the Conservative Party. And she added that she had asked the council's lawyer to advise on whether Mr. Morgan had breached the council's officer protocol. So yeah, it's quite a few people unhappy with this, and it'll be interesting to see whether he's broke any rules regarding,
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Officer protocol.
Yes, indeed. Well, I'm sure you'll be following that story with interest. Molesey Football Club development plans. Residents are a bit divided over the proposals to build 50 apartments next to the stadium.
Yeah, so this is on the front page of the Elmbridge edition this week. Basically, proposals to develop dozens of apartments by Molesey Football Club to ease its financial burden have divided residents in the area. The club submitted a planning application to Elmbridge Borough Council for the construction of 50 apartments in Grange Close, which is basically right next to the club's stadium. According to the proposals, 26 apartments would be affordable, and the remaining 24 would be for private sale. There's a number of other things in the planning application, including approved clubhouse, a multi-purpose function room, changing room facilities, and covered seating for 150 people. There's also plans for a nursery as well that would provide a day nursery for 55 children. A club spokesman has encouraged people to get behind the proposal, but there are people on Grange Close that are unhappy with the number of apartments being built, basically right next to where they're living currently. And basically, they're worried that the new developments, including the flats and the clubhouse, will put added stress on parking and also local facilities. I know one objection said this area is overpopulated and cannot take the additional strain on the schools, which are all full up. He says, I've given up trying to get an appointment as a lot local doctors are so oversubscribed. The additional population these flats will provide will not be beneficial. So, yeah, it's quite a divisive plan. I know in the past that Malta Football Club have tried to put forward plans to develop their clubhouse and build apartments, but they've been withdrawn due to concerns over the impact it will have on the local community. And members of the public have until Friday, February the 23rd, to submit comments, whether supportive or objecting to the application, and they can do that online.
Right, it's like a lot of these developments, they do depend on residential being part of it, don't they, to maybe make them viable, I guess, but obviously puts pressure on local services and transport and so on. Now, finally, there's a petition to save the Weybridge Registry Office.
Yeah, so this has been an ongoing story for us for quite a while. Basically, a petition has been launched to prevent the Weybridge Register Office from being moved from its current location. Concerns over the building's future grew in November 2017 when Surrey County Council basically said the move of the registry office from its current building to above Weybridge Library is a possibility that they're looking into. It's currently set in a large detached manor house in Oatlands Drive, which has its own landscaped garden and can seat up to 50 wedding guests. So obviously it's a more ideal location for a wedding, as opposed to above a library. So news that it might move soon has sparked anger among residents, and the online petition to prevent the move, which started on Tuesday, has already attracted, I believe, around 8,000 signatures. So a lot of people are concerned about this.
I suppose a lot of people who've actually, had their ceremony there who were sad to see it go as well.
It definitely holds a lot of special memories for a lot of people, just because you can register births, deaths there as well. Obviously.
Of course,
It means so much for so many people in the area, and I feel like it's quite a big asset to the community.
Yeah, absolutely. There we are. They said otherwise where it might go to.
Sorry, what's that?
Would it move to another location then, to the idea, or it just wouldn't be there?
Yeah, so when I spoke to the Weybridge councillor, Tim Oliver, he did say there are no concrete plans as of yet to move it. We are looking at it, but there's no definite plans. But he did say if a move was to be made, it would be moved to the library, which he did say, admittedly, it's not as attractive as a location as the manor house in Oatlands Drive. But he did say there's a large hall there which can be used for themed rooms. But to be honest with residents, I don't think that's going to be an ideal substitute.
No,
the manor house.
No, I can't see many wedding photographs being taken by the bus shelter outside the library or in the car park behind somehow. That's the problem, is there's nothing scenic there at all, is there?
Yeah.
Unless they get inventive and have an indoor display of some sort. Anyway, we'll have to wait and see. Thank you so much, Alex, for taking us through those headlines this week. And, of course, there's much more in the Surrey Advertiser. Speak to you again soon. Bye for now. This has been Brooklyn's Radio News Review with Graham Laycock, and from the Surrey Advertiser, Alex Brock. And you can hear the Surrey News Review every Friday at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. on Brooklyn's Radio. It's compiled by the Surrey Advertiser, and you can keep up to date at getsurrey.co.uk.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.